Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Oh my God. I'm so thrown off by that. I'm sorry. That was great. Welcome to Canned Laughter.
I hit my radio show. That's the danger of letting me run the switchboard. It's like, oh, let me switch. So we're going to start again. Are you ready?
No.
Wait,
oh, God.
Start again. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
I don't know. I like
the do-over I get tonight. So.
The first one's pretty, I don't know, the first one's growly and kind of a jazzy guitar thing is very good. Anyway, it doesn't matter because we have to go. We have a lot of time now. And now we've started twice, so now I'm completely thrown off because tonight I'm excited. We've got Anne Elizabeth on the program.
Yay!
I cannot believe I have tricked you into coming back as quickly as I did. That's just amazing. That is just
happy
amazing.
To be here. I just wish Diana Rowland had been able to join us. So
yes, Diana Rowland is going to be on the show tonight because, as everyone knows, I have Diana heard that I have a phobia about the zombie romance, or I'm not familiar with that scary territory. And so she was going to come on the show and sort of represent. And I was excited, and I'm still excited that we are going to get her on the program. We just had a last-minute snafu. But I'm telling you, Sheila, if you have not seen My Life as a White Trash Zombie, you need to be going to www.dianaroland.com and take a peek because, yeah.
I have to say, I'm very interested. Just the title, it's like, you just hear the title, it's like, okay, now I have to go see the book cover. Because what kind of book cover goes with that?
It's a fabulous book cover. And it's funny. It's really funny. It has such a sense of humor. And in person, Diana has this really fantastic sense of humor and wit. And, if you check out, like, her bio, you know, she was a cop. And she's, like, the best line in here. She has handled numerous dead bodies in various states of decomposition. How cool is that?
Who can put that on their bio? You can't make that up. I will say this, though. The cover, if anybody has seen Dakota Cassidy's Facebook picture, it looks like Dakota Cassidy's Facebook picture, but with a white mohawk. And there you have it. So there.
I'm going to tell Dakota you said that.
I am, too.
Where do you see the cover?
You
don't
know.
The look and the cig hanging out of the mouth and that, you know, I'm sorry, it evokes Dakota Cassidy. And there you go. I hope she takes that as a compliment. Oh,
I'm
God.
Sure she would. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because also the cover has that kick-ass stare that Dakota Cassidy definitely has. So
yes.
No
yes.
doubt about it.
There. Thank you. Come to help me out here. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, man, the last person I want to be unhappy with me is Dakota Cassidy.
Just buy her tiara and all will be well.
I shall bring tiara. Oh, my gosh. Whew. Okay,
now
so.
Tell me, Anne Elizabeth has something going on with the zombies, too, right?
Oh, yeah. We kicked off our zombie search. There's an opportunity to be the star, the hero, or heroine in a zombie romance. It's called Zombie Love.
That's it.
And it's going to be an e-comic that comes out at Valentine's Day, and then the print version will be next year's New York Comic Con exclusive. And we had over 1,000 people sign up at the New York Comic Con, and we are still taking names, and they can send an email to aeauthor@yahoo.com.
I'm entering right now simply because, you know, I could just, I'm just going to ignore the fishing. I'm entering. I just, it's all exciting, and here I go. I'm just going to enter.
Well, I don't know if you guys know, but I got my start in comics, actually, by winning Laurel K. Hamilton's contest. And I was a bystander in issue 7 of her comic, her first book that came out. And I met the publishers, and they fell in love with one of my stories, the Pulse of Power World. And the next thing you know, I'm, you know, in the process. Book two is coming out as we speak, and book three is in the works, and there's
nice.
Going to be...
Oh, my God.
So,
I did not know that story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I did not know that story.
See, just when you think you know all there is to know about Anne Elizabeth.
I'm scratching the surface. It's like an iceberg. I just know the tiny, tiny little tip, little tippy-tippy top. And the rest is so cool.
You never know where this opportunity could take you.
Never
you just
know.
You know
lurking. Oh, I have to. That's it then. Please enter me in your zombie. I never thought I'd be typing this sentence in my entire life. In your zombie love contest.
You guys, though, ladies.
Thank you. I'm serious now. I'm sending it. Renee Bernard.
Go ahead. They're chosen at random. I have nothing to do with it. The computer's actually going to choose the winner. So I'm really excited.
So if they win, do they use your likeness, your name? How does that work?
The face is used. We're going to use the face. And then also the first name. That's it. And then you get a free comic out of this. And, you know, we'll probably do a picture with people at the New York Comic Con if they come to the Comic Con. So
this is my only shot at cool. I'm taking it. I mean, seriously, this could be it for me. This is it. You know?
I tell you, though, you all would have laughed because at the booth, everyone's speculating, how do you do a romance, you know, zombie comic, you know, how do they kiss? Do they hold hands? Do the hands walk off by themselves?
Do they exchange body parts as tokens? Yeah,
exactly. Do they punch their brains together and, you know, share a brain and you've now, you know, share a heart?
Take my heart. Yes, take my heart. Put it in a little box.
I love it. Now, who's publishing this?
It's a new company called Bravo Zudo Studios LLC is doing just the little webcomic. They're actually going to do a bunch of my little webcomics. And this is going to be the first of many that are going to come out next year. And it's just really exciting. And then the Sea Lion Books are doing the entire Pulse World. So, and these are all off the Pulse World, but they're just little one-shots and just a lot of fun to do. And
well, that's
really exciting,
though. And you're like right there. You're the inaugural. I mean, you're kind of there at the start of it. And this is huge. It's huge. But
yeah.
Zombies, really? I mean, okay. So it's our zombie show, and I had made jokes about Amish zombies, and apparently they are out there. Who knew? It is an entirely new universe, and Sheila loves it. Sheila's ill. She does.
I am, and I'm proud to admit it. I'm totally into the zombie love. I'm so curious, and the white trash zombie. I'm totally getting that book.
Well, and I have a recipe for you because Renee said I couldn't come on the show with a recipe, so.
I did
we
say she had
Apple
to come
country.
On for an Amish zombie recipe.
Exactly.
Yes.
And this is basically Amish baked apples.
Ooh.
And you peel and slice the apples. It's very quick. Peel and slice the apples. You put spice on them, butter, water, and you bake the apples. You bake them at 350 for about 45 minutes until they're tender. When they come out, they're all wrinkled. And they look like shrunken heads, like shrunken faces. And then you take different things, little pieces of caramel or toffee, and decorate it, and then put it under the broiler for like a minute, and then pull it out. And there you have your zombie shrunken head apple. So there you go. I've done my recipe.
Unbelievable. I can't believe that. That's like one of those challenges you make, kind of like, ha, ha, ha. When you come on the show, don't forget to bring your recipe. And seriously, really never thought you'd come through. Again, there's that iceberg. See?
Yeah.
Little did I know that you even had a shrunken head recipe just kind of floating around in that. That's amazing. Oh, my God.
You know, Renee, you lay down that gauntlet. Does it surprise you I'm going to pick it up?
Well, now I know. This is not a person to double dog dare, you know, because
right.
I'm like, you're ready for the throwdown. You have to be careful. So now I'm good. Use a little restraint. I'm going to be careful.
Now,
or not.
Elizabeth, you were just at New York Comic Con, right?
That's right.
What was that? Oh, I saw. Oh my gosh, I saw that you got to meet Stan Lee. Tell me, please tell me all about it.
That was one of the coolest moments, like, ever. Of course, you've met him too, so you could totally have that moment where you sit there and go, oh my gosh, I basked in your glory, and it was way too cool. So I went to the
did you say that, though? Did you say bask in your glory? Cause,
yeah.
Did you say it?
I did.
Oh my gosh. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. Okay.
So anyway, I went to the announcement of the new Romeo and Juliet project that Stan Lee is doing, and it's set in the future. And by the way, I'm totally buying this book, because it just sounds amazing, and I saw, like, the cover, and it was so gorgeous. And this man is so well-spoken. I mean, Stan gets up there. Not only does he entertain the crowd, but everybody gets to ask a question. So I said, is romance important? Because, you know, I love romance. I'm a romance writer as well as a comic creator. And so I asked him, and he's like, romance is everything.
Wow.
That's a quote.
It
That's
was
a quote
awesome.
You want to take to the big. Yay!
I know. Romance is everything. And then he went on to share that he has been married for going on 64 years.
Wow.
Oh. How cool is that? Still totally in love. Such a happy, neat, well-spoken man. Chatted about, you know, love and then, you know, segued into the project and how this is one of those eternal love stories. And I was completely blown away. I had no idea that, I mean, I always knew he was cool. I always knew he really set a lot of the foundation for comics and creating comics and working with artists. He really has taught all of us in the world so much, as well as brought great entertainment. But I had no idea he was such a groundbreaker in terms of being able to, with a single sentence, capture and captivate an entire audience's attention and leave such a memorable mark that you walk away from the experience still saying, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness.
I love it.
So,
y'all are groupies. It's just your groupies now. I'll become a groupie if I can.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, meeting him once, you just, it is that kind of experience where you really, it leaves this lasting impression.
That's so true. Absolutely.
Oh, I feel left out is what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm like the kid that didn't get a ticket to the rock concert. And you guys are like, it was awesome.
It's okay, Renee.
Track.
We'll buy
it
you
was
a T-shirt.
Awesome. And I'm like, oh, it sounds really fun. Yeah.
We'll get you a T-shirt or a hat or something.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. It'll be great.
So, Anne, what do you have coming up next?
Actually, I'm going to the Tucson Science Fiction Convention, and Patty Briggs, Patricia Briggs, is actually going to be there. Spotlight guest, and I spoke to Patty briefly at the New York Comic Con, and she totally came to my booth and bought a book, and I nearly fell over. I was so touched. So I would have just given
great.
It to her. You know me. I'm like, oh, I want a book.
Well,
okay, here's a book.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to do your web app. We did Diana's, but yours is www.annelizabeth.net, everybody. So pop over, and there's a list of all you're a busy person. I looked at your 2011 events.
Well, the
and
lady
I think you're
just
gonna
gave
need
us
2 weeks off.
We just got the 1 minute warning.
No!
I know!
No!
No!
But we didn't.
What happened?
No!
Well, anybody who's in Tucson, come visit us at the TusCon. It's TusCon. It's November 12th, and Patricia Briggs is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Patty's
Absolutely.
Too cool for words. I hope someone thinks I'm cool, but
oh,
I
they
have
will.
Fun
and
anyway.
Send embarrassing pictures of Anne Elizabeth to me at ReneeBernard@mac.com. So, or any pictures of yourself with Anne Elizabeth, you can just forward those to me, and I'll just do a little collage, and we'll just it'll be fantastic. It's all good.
See,
and
Renee,
everybody,
thanks.
Remember Zombie Love to enter the contest at aeauthor@yahoo.com. and put Zombie Love in
this
the subject line, and you'll be entered in. Oh! See you next Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks, Sheila. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. We should just do it.